Speaking up for the rest of us. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber. Fight for what's right.
Fight for your life. All right, welcome back to it on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. My next guest, a Dallas attorney and constitutional scholar, Byron Henry, back in the program. Byron, welcome back. How are you today?
Doing well. Great to be with you, Steve.
Good to have you here. Let me ask you just a moment about all the reporting here on the impeachment and so forth before we get to other things. Is it unusual? Because to me, it seems unusual. I'm reading a story here on the Hill at the moment talking about Trump looking, asking about an investigation into Biden and Biden's son over unsubstantiated allegations of corruption. Isn't an allegation by definition unsubstantiated? The point that I'm making here is the media is going way off into the ditch to make sure these unproven allegations, these are unsubstantiated allegations against the Bidens that Trump's making. He should be impeached. I mean, the hysteria and the way the media is covering it is improper and wrong. Where would you like to start today?
Well, I think something we've talked about before is just the dangerous territory we're entering into when the media colludes with a major party and basically spends the entire time it's in office doing nothing but attempting to remove a duly elected, you know, president, regardless of party, from office.
I think sure.
We're moving into a time where we already have a difficulty, which is a conservative. I'm not too broken up about the fact that Congress is spending more of its time, or at least the Democrats in the House, looking into Trump than actually legislating, because I wouldn't like what they would be legislating anyway. So
right.
If they want to mess with this, that's fine. But as a citizen and as a person who cares about the Constitution, it troubles me that that's what we're doing. And it looks like we may actually, from some reports, and I don't know what to believe totally, but we may actually have votes in the House to actually draw up some articles of impeachment about this phone call and actually...
And I hope they do. I hope they do, Byron. I hope that's where we get, because let's just do it. In fact, let's just do it, because the outcome, I can live with any of the possible scenarios. Number one, Trump was impeached and not removed. It gives him a lot of strength going into 2020, I believe. I believe it works in his favor. Number two, Trump was impeached and removed. You get President Mike Pence. I can live with that. Trump was impeached, removed. Trump was impeached, not removed. Mike Pence becomes president. Any of those scenarios, I can live with. The Democrats, I don't think they've thought long and hard about this. You really want Mike Pence to be president. But here's the other thing. I have two close friends that are attorneys, both liberals, both Democrats and liberals. And I asked the one, I said, is there anything here that's impeachable? He says, no, there's not. Not that I see it's history. The other one I spoke to yesterday, well, sure, absolutely. He's done so many things. These are both accomplished, smart guys that are, you know, my age or a little bit older. And I'm like, I asked the one, well, what's impeachable? Well, a whole host of things. For example, well, obstruction here too. Obstruction of what? You know, the point is, even a really accomplished quality attorney who's a very bright individual struggled to give me any answer whatsoever except, well, there's just lots of stuff. That's not an answer, is it?
No, and I've heard everything from there was plenty to impeach with the Mueller investigation. I've heard that just add it all together, and then you see reports say, what do you mean add it all together? And they're like, separation of families at the border is impeachable.
No, it's not.
General policy decisions that weren't even implemented. Maybe they were adjusted or tweaked, but I mean, we're talking about policy decisions of multiple presidents.
Well, there are several things going on, aren't there?
On how to handle immigration, and yet we have those are possible impeachable offenses now because they don't like a policy regarding immigration.
Right. Well, Byron, there's several different things going on here, clearly, at the same time. While they're trying to impeach the president, they're also trying to undermine everyone around him. They're trying to somehow discredit Bill Barr. Good luck with that one, by the way. Bill Barr is smarter and craftier and better at his job than any of these people coming after him. He's been in the swamp. He knows the deal. He's unflappable, and he can't be intimidated. So that's important. But they're trying to discredit Bill Barr. They're trying to discredit John Durham. That's really what they're trying to do, because they know there's a truckload of garbage coming out that will lead back to Ukraine, because part of the Christopher Steele dossier drove through Ukraine. So you've got that going on. You've got the push to get rid of Trump so that if something happens to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they can discredit him altogether. They've already tried to do that with Kavanaugh. And so there's all of these different things. I see the Democrats in a full-on panic. Nobody else would conduct themselves this way. If you had impeachable offenses, it'd be slow, methodical, and certain that they were going to win. not this messy, crazy, reckless approach. My opinion, your thoughts.
Well, I think it's a coordinated attack. I think you're exactly right, but I don't think, and I think you're probably right, that doesn't lead to impeachment. I actually saw some reports that Democrats are like, what do we have to lose, right? I mean, you impeach him, maybe it hurts him. Maybe something comes out that hurts him in the polls. You're hurting the economy. President Trump's economy has been unbelievably strong, so maybe this impeachment causes the economy to stall. The Democrats would actually be happy that the American economy would slow down in order to help them in reelection, you know, their political purposes. So I think the analysis has been, you know, what is it? You know, we can't get anything moved. The Republicans have the Senate. We can't move legislation. We can't govern. So we might as well spend our time literally trying to topple a president. And as you said, in their view, they can live with either scenario, I think. They're thinking, we'll impeach him. We'll keep this in the news cycle. We'll keep everything he does, his tweets in the news cycle. He'll react, in some cases, probably badly to some of the things that are said or happened in the House, and that will hurt him in the polls. It may help us in a couple Senate races. We're probably not going to lose the House. I mean, they have this, and so I think they're looking at it sort of as the flip side of what you said. What do we have to lose? This president's, you know, drumming us with results, and we can't legislate. We can't do what we want to do. So I guess we'll just fight the president one-on-one, or House versus the president, until 2020 election.
Right. And there's nothing wrong, by the way, with the president asking allies, including Ukraine, Australia, the UK, currently Italy, to help us with the ongoing investigation. There's nothing wrong with the president making introductions to Rudy Giuliani or William Barr. Nothing wrong with any of that. In fact, having our allies assist us with an investigation is something as important as what happened in the 2016 election. At least I thought the Democrats thought it was important, too. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But they've gotten sloppy. I mean, Nancy Pelosi acknowledged in 60 Minutes she knew about and had read the transcript prior to it being released. Adam Schiff, you know, made up whole cloth stories about the transcript because he doesn't have facts on his side. He looked like a complete fool for those that watched. Schiff knew about the whistleblower in August. The CIA rewrote its entire whistleblower laws and then didn't hide their tracks of doing so. And it's all based on hearsay and gossip. All of this, another big, you know, oh, we've got to impeach over this. And then it just kind of fizzles away. It was a clear giveaway when they moved for impeachment votes before they had ever seen the transcript. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's the problem here, is that anybody that cares about the country and cares about governance, cares about the Constitution, wants the president to be governed by Article 2, wants the president to have the country's best interest. But the problem is between the media's and the Democrats saying that every time, you know, President Trump is impeachable for what he had for breakfast, using nuclear terms like impeachment, just makes everybody else think it doesn't matter. I mean, they're going to impeach him for something. So I kind of lean in your favor on that one point. If they're going to do it, let's just do it. I'm tired of hearing every single day whether it's
exactly
sits out.
Get
or
on
whatnot,
with it.
That he's impeachable. He's impeachable for this. I mean, I've never. I mean, I can't even imagine that. I like to see actual articles of impeachment, which you and I have talked about, that they're not even opening up actual articles of impeachment and having the House vote.
Exactly. It's nonsense, Byron.
Impeachment.
Nonsense. Now, not the way they do it in Texas, is it? No.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. Byron Henry, always a pleasure, my friend.
Good to be with you.
Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.